I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. You can find those words in Psalms 2:7.
Dearest Father, thank you for making me your child. Thank you for the relationship that we share. You have touched me and made me yours. You've led me from this world of death into the brilliance of your glorious fire. You've made me new, and you've restored my first love for you. I praise you, Lord. Amen.
Think about it. What does it mean to you to have a relationship with God that makes him your heavenly Father?
Today's action. Write out a Father's Day card or a letter to your Heavenly Father. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hosea 7:6. They prepare their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all night, and in the morning it burns like a flaming fire.
Let's go back to today's thought. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you, my friend, to have a personal relationship with God and with Jesus? Or do you have one? If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you're missing out. Anyone that knows His Will Ministry knows that one of the things that we preach and teach and always have is it's relationship, not religion. You really want to feel the power of the Spirit? You want to feel joy unspeakable? You want to feel the blessings of God? Get down on your knees, my friend, and talk to your Father. Talk to the Son of God who saved you. When was the last time you had just a conversation with Jesus, the one who hung on the cross so that you may have hope of eternal glory and